Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Category 5 hurricane pounding Jamaica. And joining us from the National Weather Service, meteorologist Matt Broody. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. I understand this is the most powerful storm ever to hit Jamaica. So give us some sense of what the anticipation is in terms of potential damage there.
Yeah, so the last one to impact Jamaica directly was Hurricane Gilbert back in 88. That was a Category 3 when it did so. So like you said, this is a Cat 5 right now, a very strong one at that. The 8 a.m. update from the National Hurricane Center had maximum sustained winds of 175 miles per hour, and it's currently about 50 miles south-southeast of Negril, Jamaica, which is just on the far west coast of the island. So through the day today, the next 6 to 12 hours, it is going to make landfall across the western half of Jamaica and bring, unfortunately, likely catastrophic damage to the island. So thoughts are with everybody on the island down there, and hopefully they can get out or make the preparations they need to make it through this one.
Amen. And that said, what happens next is the path anticipated, as I see, to stay off the coast, but it could affect the coastline in some way along the lower 48.
Yeah, it's going to move through Jamaica, obviously, today, and then through the Haiti, Dominican Republic, and then eastern Cuba and the Bahamas over the next couple days. So we'll have it through the Bahamas, hopefully by latest timing has like early Thursday morning, and then well off the East Coast, safely off the East Coast, but likely impacting Bermuda by Friday. And parts of the eastern seaboard could see some maybe increased swell, maybe some rip current issues headed through the latter half of the week, but no direct impacts to land.
Fingers crossed, this overall for the people that have had a lot of hurricane damage in the southeast, it has been a relatively quiet for Florida and the Carolinas overall.
It has, yeah. We've been lucky. You know, conditions looked pretty favorable for tropical cyclone development this year. So far, we've gotten off, relatively okay for the continental U.S. Obviously, not going to be the case for the Caribbean here in the next couple of days. But, yeah, as far as the homeland goes, we've been spared so far this year, and we're, getting towards the latter half of the hurricane season here. Well, far into the latter half of the hurricane season here, so hopefully we'll be able to wrap things up without too many impacts locally.
Yeah, and on the calendar it ends November 30th, so we're a month away and change, but storms don't necessarily follow the calendar, but hopefully the rest of the mainland will remain hurricane free. But in this case, it's a very, very big deal. Matt, appreciate the update. Thank you.
Not a problem.
From the National Weather Service, Matt Broody, meteorologist, on the update on the Category 5 Hurricane Melissa. Meanwhile, we're in day 28 of the government shutdown. And what happens next? From CBS, Caitlin Huey Burns.
The turbulence of the government shutdown is getting worse. Many air traffic controllers will miss their first full paycheck, and flight disruptions are rising. more than 8,800 flights were delayed nationwide. Landing in Washington, D.C., World Central Kitchen, Jose Andres's food charity, often deployed to war zones and natural disasters, it provided free meals for furloughed federal employees. But one free meal won't help the more than 40 million Americans, one in eight, who rely on federal food assistance. The USDA declared that the well has run dry. At this time, there will be no benefits issued November 1st. Erin Annis never thought she'd need SNAP benefits, but three bouts of cancer and a double knee replacement left her unable to work.
Having those resources, what does it mean for your life?
Everything. It means everything to me.
What exactly do you think you're going to need to do?
I'll have to ask my children to help me.
And what is...
That's an awful feeling.
How so?
For them to have to help me.
Even in...
It's a little tough to think about sometimes.
She'll also turn to her local food pantry. Shyla Ulrich is CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank and said she expects demand to increase.
People are scared. It's a moment where people don't know and understand what's about to happen, whether or not they'll get those benefits, should the government open back up or when.
Anna says she just wants lawmakers to talk to each other and find a solution.
This should not be a political issue. This should be a human privilege to be fed.
The USDA says it will not tap into a contingency fund to pay for SNAP benefits because they say that's reserved for things like natural disasters. Now, there is a Republican proposal in the Senate to pay for the program, but it's unclear whether or when that would get a vote. Caitlin Huey Byrne, CBS News, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
I think it's safe to say that this is an extreme disappointment, regardless of party affiliation. If you can't feed your citizens, and you're arguing and just pointing fingers back and forth across the aisle, that is a failure of government to the greatest magnitude.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.